Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for rocking on the job with us. Time for Tech It Out, the latest news and innovations from the tech world. And this week, going to share with you. This hour sponsored by our daily Instagram contest. Hopefully you're following us at 1011WJRR on Insta.
If you're not, do it, because today's prize, $50 in Tijuana Flats cash. Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, obviously, so $50 in Tijuana Flats cash, and we're pairing that up with tickets to go check out Roger Waters at the Amway in August.
This is not a drill tour.
So at 1011WJRR on Instagram.
While today is indeed Cinco de Mayo, it is also, in a tech-related note, World Password Day.
So I was close when I guessed keyboard.
I told you were close.
I know. When you said that I was close, I thought, oh, maybe he means computer day.
World Password Day is meant to bring attention to the importance of making sure you have strong passwords and good password protocols.
I had to renew mine again. You know how that conversation goes over the phone with the tech people. So your password is ball sand. I won't give the whole thing, but it's ball sandwich. And the reasoning behind it, because it's from when we first had to use passwords and email here. And I was like, I don't want to use this email stuff. And they go, you need to. What's your password? To go, ball sandwich, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'll show them.
And it stuck.
You know, it's a good idea to change your passwords from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's more to that password, trust me. But I don't want to give it all out.
Elon Musk continues to get a lot of attention after his plan, you know, to buy Twitter. For the time being, says things will run as they are from day to day until the deal closes. But then he caught some attention saying that Twitter will always be free for casual users, but there might be a, quote, slight cost for commercial and government users. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. When does that deal close? Any idea on it?
I don't know. This has to, you know, be looked at by several regulators, and I don't see any reason why it won't, to be honest with you. Speaking of Elon Musk, the jam-packed SpaceX schedule continues. Going to be some more astronauts coming back. In fact, they climbed aboard their Crew Dragon capsule just after midnight and detached from the space station this morning. Be floating around and maneuvering closer to the edge of Earth's atmosphere, and then come back tomorrow. They're scheduled to land in the water off of Florida, 12:43 this morning.
Okay. Or
tomorrow morning, I guess you should say. If you were coming back, if you're going to do a splashdown, would you want to do it day or night?
Daytime. Definitely not at night. You know those few great whites that are cruising off the coast? I'm envisioning. Oh, we made it right back from Earth, and you're climbing out, and here he goes, just like you're a little seal, a spacesuit seal.
Wouldn't that just be a terrible luck? You blast off into space, you spend X amount of days, weeks, or months at the space station to return and splash down only to be eaten by a great white shark.
You don't even get a brag about your trip to people.
Told you a few weeks ago during Tech It Out about the reports of Fitbits burning people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a new lawsuit claiming that it's not restricted to just the one particular model that we talked about. The recall that they put out on the Fitbits not adequate, because there's now reports of third-degree burns and second-degree burns from all of the Fitbit products now. All of them have apparently at some point burned users.
Wow.
I don't know.
Mine never has, thankfully.
End up happening there. If you use the Microsoft Edge browser, they are testing a free 1 gig per month VPN service, which is not a lot if you're running a VPN, but might be handy if, you know, you're browsing, you know, the coffee shop or whatever and want to connect to the VPN. So that's happening. Service is free, but requires a Microsoft account sign up. If you want to look into that again, that's for the Edge browser. The United States is going to dedicate a bunch of money, $3 billion, to stimulate the production of lithium batteries here in the United States. That, as you know, getting lithium batteries has been one of the issues as of late because most of those materials are sourced outside of the United States. U.S. Postal Service has been sued by several states and an environmental group over their purchase of their new fleet of vehicles that are only going to get 8.6 miles per gallon.
It's the post office. Give them a break. They're already having to spend all that money on newer ones. They've been
the older ones only get 8.4 gallons or miles per gallon.
And this gets 8.6?
8.6. That's if you run them with the AC off.
See?
The new ones have AC.
That's an improvement. And these men and women have been driving around in those little rust buckets without an AC, just that little fan in there, which really didn't do much. Get off them.
The environmental groups want them to buy electric post trucks.
Exactly. Go worry about, like, trees and grass. Don't sue them.
Sorry. This is a hot-button topic for Taco, whose father used to work for the Postal Service.
It's not because of that. It's just because I like my postwoman, I guess I should say. Postal carrier. She's cool. And all of them are. Even the dudes that cruise around.
Doesn't she walk you around?
Yeah. Well, she has a truck and then pulls up, parks it, and then walks the whole neighborhood and then goes back to her truck.
And finally, this more Sonos news. We told you about their plans to expand more into the home theater arena last week. Now comes news that they're unveiling their own voice assistant, and it's coming as soon as June.
Oh, just like a... Like Alexa or something.
Sonos speakers already support Alexa and Google Assistant, but now they're going to have one that's native to their own hardware. So there you go. That's your tech stuff for today. Any questions there?
I'm full of tech right now.
Mr. Ball Sandwich.
Notice I didn't give the rest of my password because I'm smarter than that.
It's World Password Day. Make sure you have solid passwords, everybody.
Lynch and Taco kick off your workday with a big-ass block of rock.
Every morning at 8 a.m. on
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.